God could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Joining us this morning together, we have Jeff and Becca. Becca, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I got security cameras for our house. I wanted to put them all over the house so that I could see what my kids are up to. And I didn't want to let kids know because I thought they just didn't need to know. If they're doing something wrong, then I'll be able to see. And hopefully they won't be doing anything wrong. But I figured it's a good safety precaution to have. And I want to make sure that they're doing all right.
This is what I'm talking about.
Anna.
I love it.
I hope that you know what I would say right from the get-go is sometimes ignorance is bliss. Sometimes you don't want to know. A lot of times we put security cameras up and a sign up that tells people there's security cameras there because we hope that their thoughts would be, I don't want to be ever caught doing this. And there's some things that my kids might be doing I don't want to know about.
Becca, I have security cameras all around my house, and the things I've watched on them have been amazing.
When your daughter is a teenager, you're going to want her to know. Jeff, your thoughts on this?
This is a complete invasion of privacy. Like, I don't get it. We have good kids. It's not like sneaking out of school and never home. Like, they're good kids in general. And exactly, there's two with Jake. There's some things that he might be doing in his room that you don't want to see, Becca. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Well, putting him in the rooms is totally wrong. Putting him in the rooms is completely wrong. If there's a door that closes, like, you wouldn't put one in the bathroom.
Right.
But I don't care about the kids' rights or anything like that whatsoever. I just don't want to go blind seeing something I didn't want to see. I mean, it's not about integrity for me. It's about my own delicate feelings.
So let's take the bedroom out of the equation. But, I understand, like, in your living room, outside every single one of your doors, surrounding your home.
Sure, sure.
Like, your basement,
right,
playrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't hide it behind a teddy bear.
Well, I think it's gonna keep the family safe, and then it's just like an added plus that we can see how our kids are doing. I love checking up on
them. It's gonna keep the family safe, but if they find out, that breaks all the trust that we've built all these years with our kids. Like, they're not gonna feel like they can come tell us anything.
Tell them you forgot.
Tell them you forgot.
Trust. Yeah. Oh, trust. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, mommy and daddy put those up last week. I totally forgot.
You have to respect us as individuals. Oh, sorry, mommy and daddy forgot.
Right.
Sorry, we were busy.
Guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Becca. You know what?
Smash their civil liberties, right?
No, you just put them up, you see what happens, and then eventually you fill them in that they're there. But they may see Jeff's point, too, that it's an invasion of privacy, and you should tell your kids that you have cameras all around your house. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah,
that's why we're here.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Jeff and Becca are getting all those home security cameras. Becca says, we don't need to tell the kids they're there. Let's see if they're doing anything wrong. Yeah. Jeff is like, no, we need to tell the children that we're putting security cameras all around our house and inside in certain areas.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, I mean, I think I got a couple problems with this. Is number one, Becca was thinking about putting them in the bedrooms,
too. Yeah,
but we
shut that down pretty quick.
Well,
right.
Anywhere that's a locked private space, you can't have it there or the bathrooms, I say.
Yeah.
But I also say that you've got to tell the kids, because if they find out after, they're just going to... That's a breach of trust. You're not going to get back.
It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm on my husband's side. No way. That's totally invasion of kids' privacy. If I was a kid 18 years old, I would move out the door as soon as I turned 18.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. I mean, I think at 18, obviously, it's a little bit different, too. You have certainly more control over what your future is going to be. At 14, who cares about your respect? No, I'm just kidding.
We want to hear from you, too. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. If you put security cameras all around your house, do you even need to tell your kids they're there? Because maybe you might see something and catch them doing something that they're not supposed to do, right?
I'm thinking that if they're like 8 years old or less, I don't necessarily need to tell them. But I'm thinking that if they're like 10, 11, 12... Anything 12 and up, 100%, I've got to tell them.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9. We want to hear from you because Becca says we're not telling the kids. Let's see if we catch them doing something they're not supposed to. Jeff's like, we can't do that.
Hey, it's Ann and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. Absolutely. There's absolutely no reason to have cameras in the bedrooms. Absolutely none.
But like, how about the rest of the house?
The living room, no big deal. On the doors, no big deal. But in the bedrooms and in private space, that's just, it's wrong.
But do they need to tell them about the ones in the living room and all that? Or can they just kind of sneak them in there?
Oh, no. The children should be aware that the cameras are there. What if somebody hacks the cameras and gets pictures of the kids, minors, and they're in the living room in their underwear?
What do they do?
It's a close family. Yeah. Everybody's in the living room in their underwear. We're just close here. Thank you for the call. You're right. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. One thing nobody's brought up is the fact that you have your kids' friends coming to your house and your friends, and you're filming all those people as well that have no idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be good blackmail fodder for the future. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. That was nice. She pointed out that whole business enterprise for us.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jeff, our audience agreed with you. They felt like it wasn't really fair to your teenagers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, Becca.
I mean, it's wrong on so many levels. Becca, do what other people do when they get bored and they want to, you know, check out their surroundings. Watch your neighbors.
No.
Watch your neighbors' kids. Well, never mind.
That's creepy.
Yeah, no. You're right.
There are a lot of apps, though, to spy on your children. Just saying.
Well, I'm definitely not going to be spying on my neighbor's children, but I do want my kids to be safe. So whatever it takes.
I feel you, Becca. I'm a little bit of a helicopter mom myself, so I understand.
Good luck.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. Couplescore@star999.com.